Our gospel lesson this morning is from Matthew's gospel, chapter 10, verses 40 to 42. This is the interlinear Greek translation, so you'll find that some of the phrasing is a little unusual to our way of speaking, but I thought it was important that we have the word receive repeated over and over and over. So here we go. The one receiving you receives me. And the one receiving me receives the one having sent me. The one receiving a prophet in the name of a prophet will receive the reward of a prophet. And the one receiving a righteous person in the name of a righteous person will receive the reward of a righteous person. And whoever gives to one of these little ones a cup of cold water to drink in the name of a disciple, truly I tell you, on no account will that person lose their reward. We thank God for this holy word. Let us pray together. Holy God, we come before you humbly, seeking your wisdom, seeking your truth, seeking a true idea of what it means to receive one another in your name. May the words of our mouths and the meditations of our hearts be pleasing to you, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Well, I'm sorry to tell you this, but I just really couldn't talk about this huge, huge topic of receiving one another and the cup of cold water and all that stuff by myself. So I asked a colleague of mine to come in today to preach. And I know that you're going to really, really like her. She's a lot of fun. She's a little different, a little odd, but I think that you're going to have a good time. I know you're all looking for someone, but just a moment. Here she is. Good morning, class. How is everyone today? Are you all good? Are you all good? Yes, nod your heads. Yes, you're feeling quite good. Oh, how lovely, 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 lovely. Now, I would like to remind you that this class is called Theology 101. Theology 101. That's what you signed up for, right? Theology 101. No, this is the wrong class. Theology 101. Now, I think you're not understanding quite correctly. Theology means God talk. Theo is God, ology is talk. So it's God talk. Anyone here ever talk about God? Yes, let's see your hands, let's see them. Come on, come on. I know you talk about God. Yes, you do, so guess what? You're theologians, whether you knew it or not. You are theologians. Isn't that absolutely lovely? Now, theology is very, very important. It is very, very important. And so for this class, we will be having some interaction. I might be asking you questions occasionally. What do you think of that? Are you ready? Are you ready to participate? Oh, lovely. I'm so happy to hear that. Now, in our gospel lesson, we had that word receive over and over and over. How many noticed that receive over and over and over? Well, many of the other translations translate that as welcome. That's why we have welcome up here over and over and over. Why we sang all are welcome in this place. How many believe that we as Christians are a welcoming people? Yes, but the reason I wanted to focus on the receive word is because we have made the word welcome in our context here, in our living, a nice thing. Like, well, hello, welcome, I'm so happy to see you. But receive means so much more. And in fact, I brought along with me my favorite book, the Oxford English Dictionary. How many volumes are there, dear? 20 volumes. Yes, we have 20 volumes in our home, and it's just lovely. And so if you look up the word receive in the Oxford English Dictionary, there are 25 25 entries under the word receive. 25 definitions for receive. And not only that, but each definition, it starts about here, goes all of this page, and all of this page. And do you see how tiny that print is? It would take forever to read it, but I read it because it was really fun. And anyway, there are so many subheadings under each one of these, under each one. But when I looked at the Greek, and then I looked at the Oxford English Dictionary, there were three definitions that really, really say what the Greek says. So here they are. Number one, receiving is of God, to take one's soul or spirit to God's very self. Now let's think about what that means. God receives us. Does that mean God just says, welcome, nice to see you? Or does that mean that all of who we are is what God welcomes, is what God receives, down to our very core, our essence, what we think, what we feel? It's not just, oh, what a nice outfit you have on today. It's the whole of us, body, mind, spirit, that God receives. And what does God do with that? Loves, yes. Okay, the second definition that really relates: to admit a person to relationship with oneself, especially acceptance of a human being by God. So very related to the last one, but also one person to another. I receive you. I see into you. You are a beautiful child of God, beloved. That is what that means. And then our third definition is to give a person religious authority, to understand them, to trust them, to accept them fully. To give a person religious authority, to understand them, to trust them, to accept them. The whole person, all of them. If you receive them, you take the time to understand. If you receive them, you offer them your trust. You accept them as they are. Wow. What do you think of that? Does that sound like it's from God? It certainly does, as well as we can do. Very, very good. Now, we also find the idea of receiving or welcoming, not only in Christianity, but in all other world religions. For example, in the Baha'i religion, receiving or welcoming means that you believe in the oneness of all humanity and in their fundamental holiness. Think about that, the holiness of all humanity. And from that feeling of holiness comes a sense of deep empathy. Empathy, being with one another. And then in paganism, right, there's mutuality of hospitality. You offer food and shelter and water if you are the host. And if you are the visitor, you treat the host with respect, and if you can, you offer a gift. The idea is that any stranger among us might not be who we think they are. Welcoming strangers unawares. Yes, we've heard that before. Well, we might meet that person again, and the roles might be reversed. The one who is host might become the guest, and the one who is the guest might then be the host. And so that's the mutuality of welcome found in paganism. Now in Hinduism, we host strangers, we host our guests. It's one of the five central duties of a Hindu homeowner. And any guest is treated like a god, small g, but treated like a god. That is how much reverence and acceptance and understanding, all those things we talked about. And then in Buddhism, it is a duty to provide food, a place to stay, and whatever aid is needed. Whatever aid, if a person needs shelter, they need clothing, they need help, a ride somewhere. In Islam, hospitality is called unconditional. You offer what you have from your surplus. You don't make yourself hungry, but you offer surplus water and food. You do good to your parents, to your next of kin, to the orphans, the needy, the neighbor among your own people, and the neighbor who is a stranger. The neighbor who is a stranger. We've all met those before, yes? Yes. And last but not least, besides Christianity, Judaism. Since they themselves have been strangers in a strange land, they believe in treating all strangers with generosity and respect. Respect. In fact, there's a word called the ger, G-E-R, the ger, and that means people that are living among them that are not Jewish, but who worship with them, engage with them in all their life-to-life activities. And that is the greatest show of hospitality. You don't have to become one of us. We will treat you as if you are. We love you. So there's one quote I found that I thought was just absolutely marvelous. So I was hoping, here comes our first interactive part, that we could read this together. Can you all see it? This is from the Baha'i faith, from a text called The Star of the West. And I loved what this said about receiving and welcoming. So here's what it says. Ready to read with me? When you meet a stranger, say, yonder is coming to me a letter sent by God. The outside of the envelope may be dirty and torn and broken. But if we could open the envelope of the life that comes before us and look within the envelope and learn to read the writing, we would find in every human soul which crosses our threshold or which is yonder over the man-made national border, a message from God. And if we could understand the message, it would be God's benediction to us. Oh my. I find that quite beautiful. What about you? Do you think it's wonderful? Think of what it's saying about us and our responsibility in welcoming, in receiving other human beings. When we meet a stranger, we look at them. We don't wait for them to come to us. We look at them and we say, oh, a message from God is coming to me. What can I discover about this person? And when you open the envelope, when you take the time to learn how to read the writing that is their very person. Isn't that beautiful? We take the time and we put the energy in. It is absolutely wonderful. They are a message from God. What a way to think. What a way to think about strangers that we meet. Now, this is from an article from Smith College in 2017 when they had an entire season of welcome at the college. And they talked about all these different things, and what it boiled down to was that if you receive someone, you are welcoming them, and you are offering them hospitality. You are offering them all of these things. And they use these words among the different religions interchangeably. But I believe that the word receive has a lot more depth. Now, what the article mostly said was that reciprocity is a two-way street, right? When you receive someone, when you welcome them, we both have a job to do, yes? And the unifying divinity in everyone. Each person we meet is a child of God made in the image of God. How often do we think that when we meet a new person? How often do we think that? Yes, yes. We try, but we forget. We notice the torn, dirty clothes, like in the quote. And that all people should be welcomed as a friend, strangers, foreigners, even enemies, all of these world religions say, should be welcomed, should be received as a friend. Assume friendship. What a different place the world would be. Now, here's the big question. This is where you really get to interact. What does this mean for us? Or as my New Testament professor used to say, so you've learned all this stuff. Now we ask, so what? So what? What does it mean? What difference does it all make? So I'm going to ask you, we have some opportunities for welcoming, don't we? For radical welcome. Radical. Who are the people that we can radically welcome right away in this church? Oh, come on. Each other. Oh, how beautiful. How many of us know every single person in this room really, really well? Anyone? I don't. They do. Wonderful. I'm so happy. Oh, we learn the most from its children. We learn the most from children, yes? From their radical welcome. Radical means you change things. That we're different afterwards. Okay. So we welcome one another. So let's do that today, yes? Coffee fellowship. Talk to someone you haven't met before or someone you don't know very well and ask them. Find out what God has put in them that makes them come here, that makes them filled with joy and happiness. Okay. Who else will be receiving? I can't believe we haven't thought about this. Our new minister, who is she? What was that? Oh, what? Pastor, ready? Let's say it all together, nice and loud, like a welcoming voice. Pastor. Oh, and her family too? And her family too, three beautiful little children. Two of them were here the other night with Shaw, yes? Two beautiful little children, yes, they were so adorable. So, what can we do to welcome Pastor Angie? What can we do from all we've learned today? What can we do to welcome Pastor Angie? Anyone?
Wear our name tags
so that she doesn't have to just make it up. Okay, anyone else? What about that trust and acceptance and understanding? How about those three things? Can we offer her our trust? Absolutely. It's good to speak it. And understanding. How can we understand someone we are just meeting for the first time next week? Talk to her. And do we just do the talking? Listen. We listen to her. And we can ask her questions and show interest and offer her our support and our love. Wouldn't that be a lovely, lovely thing? Wouldn't that be something of God? To make her feel like this is her home, that she is one of us. Right from the beginning. And then there are other places where we can welcome people, yes? Brittany, do you have any ideas? What do we do on Monday nights? With our Hispanic community here in Wanakee, yes, there are all these ways we sing songs, we pray, we eat together. We try our best to understand, to learn to communicate with them in a way that will be meaningful. That's what that multicultural workshop is all about, so sign up. Yes? Multicultural workshop to show our love, to offer our trust, our understanding. All these ways are just so important in receiving people. We offer our kind welcome. We show our hospitality, but we receive them as a child of God. Now, that word radical, I said a moment ago, is about affecting the nature of something, affecting the underlying nature. And another definition is that radical means far-reaching and thorough. There's depth to it. It's not just, hello, how are you? It's deep. It is abiding. It is without reservation. And we offer it without expecting anything in return. We offer it without expecting anything in return. When you offer it, and if it is from your heart, it will be returned. It will be returned. Sometimes we have to try really, really hard. Come back over and over till someone feels secure enough to accept that they are a child of God. You know anyone who doesn't believe that they are a child of God, that they aren't worthy of coming to worship, that they aren't worthy of taking communion, that they aren't worthy of being baptized? Oh, I know so many, and it is so sad. But the more we receive them fully, wholly, holy, wholly, that is how to help them to believe. So this is our faith, yes? Receiving one another, loving one another, to see the divine in each person we meet, and thereby allowing them to see the divine in us. It's much, much more than just offering a cup of cold water. That is the minimum. That is the least we can do. But God receives us in the same way that we have been asked to receive one another. And that is why we are gathered here. That is why we come to worship and read scripture and pray, so that we can learn how to truly receive one another. In God's holy name we pray, amen.